Along one side of a steep canyon, I long for the rise, the view from the top, to see terraced hillsides as they descend onto green vineyards. The wall, so high, seems like a block of stone, only a short ascent from the thorns of my abode. But as I step back and my view widens, so it also darkens. For the unscalable height is revealed, and I stand inadequate for the task. Hope ranges far beyond the summit, mocking me from beyond my reach. Though breathing down through the winds, the inescapable breath of its presence. But still, the mountainous walls, broken only by precipices and chasms in my own beliefs, cheat me of the knowing taste of vistas. I wish that a giant ladder were dropped that I might climb easily to the crest, or that a mammoth crane would descend to hoist me above the ruins of my own thinking. But my desires, heaved up at the hillsides, fall back to land, listless, awaiting yet another vain attempt, until I gather them to burn in the fire of my frustration. The winds are waning, and hope seems but a shadow. As the walls rise on all sides, so does my depression seem to climb. As yellow, dry grass dies on the hillsides, I tire of the unsatisfied look upward, which only pains my neck, until I can no more sustain. Finally, the wind itself dies. Not even the feel of hope comforts me. The fire is lit, but only the smoke of discarded wishes ascends. As the ashes thicken, I look upon the earth and step into its wet, soggy surface. Having given up the cry for the hilltop, despair moves my footsteps to nowhere. I trudge for distances, aware of my feet on the soft cushion, dotted with thickets, rocks, and logs. And ironically, note my adjustment to the place of no ideals. A few blades of grass charm my journey somewhat, and I content myself with knowledge of their pending profusion, until one very special step leads me onto a mound, my first change of height. Dare I look up to see where I am? I chance the pain in my neck and find it has been pacified by the walk. I see that I have found a path that leads upward toward the mountaintop. As I round the bend, I notice familiar breezes, and my heart lifts. The gentle breath of hope approaches once again. Is it possible that this is the path to the top? That having taken one step at a time, eyes to the ground, I could have started up the mountain? Around another turn. Confirmation! As I see and feel the source of the wind, not so far off, friendly, hope seems to be within my grasp. So near after so long a separation, I climb with less effort now as the welcome view and breath of hope paves the way, making all efforts promising. And then I see. Hope did not mock me, but waited only for my willingness to scale the mountainous ideals by the step-by-step strength of earthly determinations. The breeze seems to lift me now as I waft ever upward on light steps, and the buoyant winds of the future. The summit, though still distant, seems already attained and even reaches out to greet me. I now sense the vision that will abound and even dare to imagine the panorama of light reflections in the wind, which bring glistening sights of mountains scaled by the bold attempts of the hopeful.